我们有些时候呢，会听到某些人说啊，你应该要学某某人的个性啊，因为他的个性很好。
Sometimes we may hear people say that you should imitate someone's personality because their personality is very good.
但是我们很少人呢、啊，听到说你应该要学学啊神的个性。
But we rarely hear people say that you should imitate God's personality.
啊，虽然某些人的个性很好，但是还比不上神的本性个性。
Even though someone's personality may be good, but their personality cannot be as good as God's.
啊，所以我们晚上呢、啊。啊、根据进度、啊、来查考、啊、神的本性。
And now today, tonight we're going to study God's nature.
我们请看彼得前书。
Turn to 1 Peter.、
啊、彼得后书，对不起，彼得后书第一章。
Turn to 2 Peter, chapter
1. 彼得后书第一章的第一节。
2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 1.
做耶稣基督仆人和使徒的西门彼得写信给那因我们的神和救主耶稣基督之义与我们同得一样宝贵信心的人。第二节，愿恩惠平安因你们认识神和我们主耶稣多多的加给你们。第三节，神的神能已将一切关乎生命和金钱的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。第四，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。第五节，那正因这个缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心又要加上德性，有了德性又要加上知识，有了知识又要加上节制，有了节制又要加上忍耐，有了忍耐又要加上前进。第七节，有了前进又要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众人的心。第八节，你们若有充充足足的这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上不至于闲怠不结果子。第九节，人若没有这几样，就是瞎眼，只看近处的，忘了他旧日的罪，已经得了洁净。第十，所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就要永不失脚。十一，这样呢，必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。这是我们今天所要学习的内容。
Today, this is the topic of what we're going to learn.
我们还记得啊，主耶稣啊，帮门徒们洗脚。
We still remember when Jesus Christ performed foot washing for his disciples.
啊，洗到彼得，彼得说：“你啊，不可以洗我的脚，因为你是老师啊。
”And when he came to Peter, Peter said, "You cannot wash my feet because you're the teacher."
啊，但是主耶稣说啊，我若不洗你，你就与我无份。
But Jesus said.If I do not wash you, then you have no part with me.
那么换句话说，我若洗你的脚，你就与我有份。
And in other words, if I wash your feet, then you have part with me.
说这个份呢、啊，这个有份到底是指的什么方面
？So what does this part having part mean?
那根据彼得前书后书来看啊，第一个就是要与主的受苦有份。
From the perspective of 1 Peter and 2 Peter, having part means to be part of his suffering.
因为保罗他说啊，我们感谢主啊，能够信主耶稣，这是神的恩典。
Because Paul once said that is thanksgiving to be able to know God.
但是事实上，我们能够与主耶稣一同受苦，也是主的恩典。
And to be able to suffer with God is also a grace.
因为我们一般人呐、啊，只是想到主耶稣的恩典，就是啊物质上的好处啊，在世界上的好处，可以看得见的好处。
For normal people, we often think of God's grace as obtaining benefits in this world.
但是呢，很少人愿意啊受苦。
But not many people are willing to suffer.
所以我们父母亲都很认真在做事情。
So as parents, we try very hard to.
啊，希望多赚一点钱呐、啊，为了子女啊多存一点钱。
We try very hard to make money for our children.
因为现在房子大概很贵啊。
Because nowadays houses are very expensive.
所以拼命的赚钱。
That's why you have to work very hard to make money.
将来能够帮孩子啊建立家庭。
So that in the future you can establish a family for your children.
那这个就是我们所知道的神的恩典啊。
And this is what we know as God's grace.
那我们都不希望孩子受苦。
None of us want our children to suffer.
但圣经告诉我们啊，为基督而受苦啊，这是一个极大的恩典。
But you tell us that to suffer for Christ is a great grace.
所以我们要与主的受苦有份啊。
So that is why we have to have part with Christ's suffering.
这里又说啊，要与主的性情有份。
Here it says we also have to be partakers of God's divine nature.
然后哥林多前书那边说，我们要与主的得胜有份。
And in 1 Corinthians it says we have to be part with God's victory.
那约翰福音那里说啊，我们要与主的复活有份。
And in John it says that we have to be partakers of God's resurrection, Christ's resurrection.
我们在很多方面可以跟主有份。
So we can see that in many aspects we can be part with God.
所以我们就可以知道啊，这个洗脚礼啊是与得救与这救恩呢有绝对的关系。
That's why we can say that foot washing has a direct correlation to our salvation.
因为你要受苦，你没有这个心智，没有这个能力，没有这个信心呢，简直啊做不下去呀。
If we don't have the determination or the faith, we cannot do this.
所以跟主的救恩、啊、有关系。
That is why foot washing is related to God's salvation.
好，那我们现在看彼得后书第一章。
Now let's look at 2 Peter chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节我们应该要从后面一句开始念、啊、因为都是倒装句。
Let us start from the latter half of verse 3.
因为认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主、啊、他神的神能已经将一切关乎生命的和前进的事赐给我们，就是所以我们要了解神的能力已经将生命还有前进的事赐给我们，就是因为我们要认识主主基督了。
We have to understand that God's divine power pertaining to life and godliness is given to us because we know him.
因为不认识主耶稣基督的话，我们就不知道他伟大的功劳，他已经赏赐给我们一个新的生命。
If we do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, then we do not know of his great works and the new life that he has given us.
所以让我们有能力去过一个属灵的生活，就是敬虔的生活，像神一样的生活。
But knowing him allows us to have the power to live a godly life.
这就是因为我们有认识主耶稣基督。
It is all because we know the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是啊，没有见面怎么谈？认识呢
？But how is it that we come to know Lord Jesus?
不曾蒙面，何来认识
？We cannot know him just blindly.
我们没有看过主耶稣啊。
We do not see our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以怎么去认识他
？So how do we know him？
就是因为第二节。
It is because of verse 2.
与我们同得一样宝贵信心的人，一样宝贵心，这是信心是很宝贵的。
It is the same, the faith that's given to us.
就是因为主耶稣赏赐给我们宝贵的信心，我们才信得下去，才能够相信他。
It is because God has given us our precious faith that we're able to believe in Him.
啊，相信他才能够认识他。
And to have faith in Him, then we can know Him.
所以我们虽然是今天看不见主耶稣
，So even though today we may not see our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们不可能从任何一个方面呢再见到主耶稣他本人呢。
We cannot from any aspect to see the divine nature of God.
但是我们愿意啊，去相信这个人。
But we are willing to believe in this person.
我们愿意把我们生命一生的事情啊交给他。
We are willing to give up our whole life in the hands of this person.
就是因为凭着这个宝贵的信心。
It is because of this precious faith.
那彼得前书啊，我们来看彼得前书第一章。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8.
彼得前书第一章第八节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他；如今虽不得见他，却因信他，就说不出来，满有荣光的大喜乐。第九节
，verse nine，
那并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。在彼得以后，主耶稣升天以后的人呢，没有见过主耶稣。
After Jesus's ascension to heaven, no one has seen Jesus Christ.
他说：“如今虽不得见那。”就是表示说，现在呢，他永远也是不可能亲眼会看到主耶稣的肉体的。
This means that from then on, no one can physically see Jesus Christ's body.
那彼得他们这一帮人最早的使徒啊，他们见过主耶稣啊。
But for Peter and the early disciples, they have seen Jesus Christ.
那他们跟主耶稣一起吃饭过。
They have eaten with Jesus Christ.
一起生活过。
They have lived with Jesus Christ.
所以他们是亲眼看过的。
And they have seen Jesus Christ with their own eyes.
但是以后的人就没有了。
But those who come after them have not seen Jesus Christ.
那彼得说，甚至于以后你们也不会看见他。
And Peter says that even after these people, you will not be able to see him.
但是呢，相信他。
But if you believe in him,
就要说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
Then you will have joy that is inexpressible.
这是很在人的方面来讲啊，是很不可能的事情啊。
From the perspective of man, this seems like impossible.
说这个就是主的恩典啊。
But this is God's grace.
我们今天能够相信
，Today because we are able to believe,
能够认识这位主耶稣
，We are able to know Jesus Christ.
啊，愿意将我们的一生啊交在他的手里。
And we are willing to give up our whole life.In the hands of Lord Jesus Christ,
包括我们的金钱
including our money,
包括我们的时间
including our time,
包括我们的生命所有的各方面的一切
including every aspect of our life,
我们的孩子
our children,
我们孩子的婚姻
our children's marriages,
我们孩子的学校我们的孩子的未来
our children's education and their future,
我们都愿意交到他这位不曾谋面的人的手上
We are all willing to give all these toThe Lord Jesus Christ, which we cannot see.
啊，这个要对他非常信任呐。
This requires a lot of faith.
啊，现在虽然是说认识，但是呢，钱也不能够乱交给一个人呐。
We can see that even though we know someone, we may not be able to fully give our money to them.
有些朋友利用这个朋友的交情啊，他骗钱的也有了。
Some friends will take advantage of friendship to trick people into giving their money.
但是主要是不一样啊。
But Lord Jesus Christ is different.
能够我们相信他。
Because we are able to believe it,
我们就说不出荣光大喜乐。
Then we are able to have this joy that is inexpressible.
这个是一个极大的恩典。
And this is a extreme grace.
再看回来彼得后书。
Let's turn back to 2 Peter.
第一章
，Chapter 1,
第三节
，Verse 3.
神的神能已经将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们。
As His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness.
那这个生命就是一个新的生命，一个属灵的生命。
And this life is the new life, a spiritual life.
那圣经告诉我们呢，我们以前是死在过犯罪恶当中啊。
God tells us that before we have been living the life of death.
那当然这是一个宗教术语啊。
But of course, this is religiously speaking.
我们在社会上啊，不可能这样说的。
We cannot say this in society.
因为人死亡要开一个死亡证明书啊。
Because if you die, you have to have a death certificate.
那死亡证明书都是证明说这个人是死于什么疾病。
And the death certificate will say that you die of this cause or that cause.
这个人是死于啊车祸。
This person died of a car accident.
这个人是死于空难海难。
This person died of dying of
accident.
From accidents.
还是啊，但没有人说啊，这个人啊死于罪恶过犯当中啊。
Or this person died because he was a criminal.
所以这个是人们想不通的。
So sometimes people may not understand.
不信主耶稣的人啊，他想不通说我们怎么可能死在罪恶当中呢
？For those who do not believe in Lord Jesus Christ, they cannot imagine how is it possible to die in sin.
但是一个属灵的人用属灵的眼光来看，看我们以前的过去。
But from the eye view of the religiously speaking, we can see this.
那我们以前啊，就是死于过犯罪恶当中啊。
In the past, we have died because of our sins.
就是跟神啊，远离跟神没有关系。
And this is has nothing to do with God.
所以以前我们生活当中啊，没有神这个字。
And before in our lives, we did not have God.
在我们的生活字典里头啊，没有神这个字啊。
In our dictionary, we do not have the word God.
为什么呢
？Why？
我们要送孩子去上学，要上哪一个学校
？Because we send our children to the school.
啊，不会想到神的事情。
We do not think about God.
我们要去买东西，要去买房子。
If we go purchase a house,
我们也不会想到神的事情。
We will not think about God.
因为我们跟神没有关系
，because this has nothing to do with God，
不需要想到他了。
So that's why we do not have to think about God。
可是现在信了主耶稣以后
，but now after we came to believe in Lord Jesus Christ，
就不一样啊
，it's different。
我们的生活就跟神啊息息相关。
Our life has a direct relationship with God。
我们要买房子，要考虑说，哎，我的房子啊，离教会有多远呢
？When we purchase a house, we think about God.
离教会要多远？
We think about how far is it from church.
我们要送孩子去上学，去读大学，我们要考虑说那个大学的附近有没有教会。
When we send our children up to universities, we think about if there's a church nearby the universities.
我们要上班，我们要考虑说这个班呢，对我的灵性啊，对教会的工作有没有影响。
When we look for jobs, we think about whether or not this job can affect our spirituality.
所以我们的生活的各个层面都会把神的因素考虑进去。
So in many aspects of our life, we have to consider God into our life.
这个叫信主跟没信主以前的不同。
And this is the difference between knowing God and not knowing God.
所以我们现在真正有个新的生命。
So now we have obtained this new life.
可是这种转变呢，不是一下子，这种转变人的力量没办法。
But this transformation is not, cannot be dealt with man's power.
要神的能力啊来转变。
But rather, we need to rely on God's power.
我们在受洗的那一刹那。
At the moment when we receive baptism.
因为圣灵的运行啊。
Because of the movement of the Holy Spirit.
就把我们旧有的生命埋葬了。
And we have buried our old life.
我们要重新来。
We have started over.
把我们以前个人的学识、个人的经验全部丢掉。
We have thrown away our past experiences.
从零开始。
So we start from zero.
慢慢来学习神的事情。
And slowly we learn about God.
那所谓神的事情啊，就是敬虔的事情。因为在 God 里就是 God， 就是有关于神的事情叫做敬虔啊。
When we talk about things about God, these are the godly things.
因为有一个属神的生命，才能够考虑到属神的事情。
Only when you live a godly life, then you can think about things pertaining to God.
有一个属灵的生命，才能够考虑到属灵的事情。
If you live a spiritual life, then you can think about things pertaining to your spirit.
有一个属灵的生命，才能够过属灵的生活。
And in order to have a spiritual life means you can live a spiritual life.
那这个转变没有神的能力帮助是没有办法的。
This transformation, if you do not rely on God's power, then you cannot accomplish it.
因为在洗礼的那一刹那，透过圣灵的大能大力，让我们一个灵性啊，就变成一个新的人，复活了。
Because at the moment of our baptism, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we have obtained a new life.
那这个不是一般的人做得到的。
This is not something that can be accomplished by anyone.
也不是科学家能够做得到的。
Cannot be accomplished by scientists.
这是透过神的大能才能够做得到。
This can only be accomplished by God's great power.
所以神的神能将一切关于那个属灵的生命。
So God's power has given us things pertaining to God and to the Spirit. So we can think about spiritual things from a spiritual perspective. We can think about the problems that we face in life from a spiritual perspective.
那这个转变呢、啊，就是因为神的恩惠、神的功劳啊。
And this transformation is due to God's grace and God's power.
所以圣经说，他用自己荣耀的美德和美德来召我们。
So that's why it said that God had called us by His glory and His virtue.
那因为这个是一刹那之间的事情，而且呢是一个属灵的，要用属灵的眼光啊才能够看得到。
But because this is a happened very quickly and can only be seen.From the aspect of spiritual life.
因为我们受洗以前跟受洗以后，我们人在外表上还是一样啊。
Because before and after baptism, on the outside, we look exactly the same.
啊，洗礼以前跟洗礼以后呢？洗礼以后啊，不会变得更漂亮啊。
But we will not become prettier just because we have received baptism.
啊，但是呢，洗礼以后整个人呢，这个属灵的生命就不一样。
But after baptism, we can feel that we have a different spiritual life.
啊，有位年轻的姐妹啊，才二十几岁啊。
There was once a young sister, about 20-some years old.
她接受洗礼。
She received baptism.
她没有什么疾病啊。
She did not have any sicknesses.
但是她洗礼前那一刹那。
But right before the moment she received baptism.
她觉得好像有个东西啊，从她肩头上脱落。
She felt like there was this thing that left her shoulders.
那个就是罪的重担。
And that was the burden of sin.
可是那个是用属灵的角度去感觉的。
But she felt that from the perspective of spirituality.
所以彼得呢，他就劝告我们哈，我们不要忘记哦。
That is why Peter warns us to not forget.
那请看彼得后书第一章十二节。
Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 12.
彼得后书第一章十二节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 12.
啊，虽然你们 晓得这件事，但而且在你们已经有的真道上坚固，我却要将这件事常常提醒你们，就提醒我们从神领受那边的恩典。
He says we have to remind, he has to remind you always of the grace that you receive from God.
那因为这是在洗礼的那刹那啊，神已经赏赐给我们。
Because at the moment of our baptism, God has given us His grace.
赏赐给我们一个属灵的生命。
He has given us a new life.
可是有时候不小心呢，会忘记呀。
But sometimes we will forget these things.
看第九节。
Look at verse 9.
人若没有这几样，就是瞎眼，只看近处的，忘了他旧日的罪，已经得了洁净，就忘了他在洗礼的那一刹那所发生的功效。
Sometimes we may forget the work of the Holy Spirit at the moment of our baptism.
我们现在都变成神的儿女。
We are able to be called the children of God.
所以我们应该有自信。
So we should have faith.
因为他是我们天上父亲。
Because he is our heavenly Father.
他是至高者，是最高的。
He is the utmost height.
他是有能力的。
He has great power.
他是全能的神。
He is the almighty God.
他是永在的父。
He is the everlasting Father.
他是和平的君。
He is the Prince of Peace.
所以我们不要忘记那个洗礼的那一刹那的功效。
So let us not forget the effects at the moment of our baptism.
但是呢我们洗礼以后还是要面对世上很多各种不同的挑战。
But after baptism, we still have to face different challenges in our life.
我们要面对很多的困难呢。
We have to face different trials.
我们要面对社会上很多的竞争。
We have to face different competition.
我们整天啊被这些电视啊被这些媒体的消息啊所包围。
Every day we are surrounded by television and media.
我们每天都要到公司去上班。
Every day we have to go to work.
我们在活在这个世界当中。
We are living in this world.
就有些时候呢，我们也会受污染。
So sometimes we may be defiled.
因此，神就赏赐给我们一个能力啊，让我们有办法去克服这些。
Thus, God has given us a power so that we can overcome these things.
让我们有办法去保持我们的身份。
So that we have a way to keep our status.
我们请看。
Let's look at
提多书。
Titus.
提多书第三章第五节。
Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
提多书三章五节。
Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
他便救了我们，并不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照着他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。这边圣灵要被称为圣灵的更新，这更新的灵。
Here talks abouta regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵呢，要帮助我们做个更新的工作。
So Holy Spirit is going to help us do this renewing.
因为我们的神啊，是慈爱的神。
Because our God is a merciful God.
我们的神也是很合理的神。
God is a just God.
他对我们的要求啊，不会过分。
He will not ask too highly of us.
他没有期待我们一个晚上啊，就要马上改变。
He does not expect us to change overnight.
神的应许啊，已经在那里。
God's promise is always already
there. 他完美的德性啊，在那里给我们做一个参考。
And his
做一个榜样。
And he has set a great example for us.
也是做一个追求的目标。
And set a goal for us to pursue after.
所以我们现在要开始来追求。
So from now on, let us pursue.
但是他没有预期啊，我们一下子就要改变。
But now we have to pursue quickly.
我们请看哥罗西书。
Turn to Colossians.
第三章第十节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 10.
哥罗西书第三章第十节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 10.
穿上了新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他的主的形象。
10. And I put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
所以这里讲，圣经说渐渐更新呢。
Here it says to renew.
所以我们要不停的更新，这是一生的功课。
It says we have to renew continually, and this is our homework for our life.
那保罗在勉励加拉太的信徒，也就是说哈，等到基督啊成形啊在你们心里。
And when Paul was encouraging the Galatians, he said that we have to wait until Christ has formed in us.
所以这个就是一个时间进程啊，是。 要时间的累积啊。
And this has to do with time. It has to build up over time.
那有时候人在属灵上成熟是要配合啊他个人的经历。
Sometimes when we, in order to obtain spiritual maturity, we have to, go according to our experiences.
因为人就是没有受苦的话，在灵性上啊很难成熟。
Because if we do not encounter sufferings, it is very hard to grow in our spiritual life.
那没有受过苦的话，在灵性上很难体验到主的滋味。
And if we have not suffered, it is hard to experience God in our spiritual life.
做见证最多的人是谁呢？
So who are the type of people who give testimony the most?
不是那天整天沉浸在成功里头的人呢、啊。
It is not those who will always succeed in life.
而是那些生病的人。
But rather those who are sick.
苦难的人。
Those who have suffered.
失败的人。
Those who have failed.
碰到挫折的人。
Those who have encountered failures.
被拒绝的人。
Those who have been rejected.
那这一些人呢、哎、很容易体验到主的恩典。
For these people, it is very easy to experience God.
因为他受到苦啊。
Because they have suffered.
他其他没办法可以走，就只能够靠神啊。
They have no other ways to solve their suffering, so they have to rely on God.
那神就帮助他。
And God helps them.
他就能够体验到神的恩典，体验到主的滋味。
They are able to taste God and experience God's grace.
说神赏赐圣灵给我们，就是要做更新的工作，让我们有能力来更新，来应付生活上各种不同的挑战。
So God gives us the Holy Spirit is to renew our life and to help us overcome challenges in our life.
再请看回来彼得前后书第一章
Let's turn back to 2 Peter
彼得后书第一章
2 Peter chapter 1
第一章第四节
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏就得与神的性情有份
For by which have been given us to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
啊，这是两组的对比。
Here is a comparison between two things.
一个是世上的情欲。
Here, one is the lust of the world.
那一个是神的性情。
And the other is God's divine nature.
那情欲呢，通常是带来短暂的舒适。和享受
For lust, it brings a temporary satisfaction.
但是呢，它是带来了破坏性的结果了。
But it brings consequences of that it can be corrupt.
魔鬼就是经常提供啊这种马上的舒适，还要享受是马上哦。
The devil is used to providing these quick satisfaction.
这个就是陷阱啊。
And this is a trap.
我们经常听到电视的广告。
A lot of times we will hear advertisements on TV.
有的时候、啊、他讲得很慢。
Sometimes they will say it very slowly.
要你买东西啊，你说你要赶快去买啊，买一送一啊，有没有听清楚啊
？They want to make sure you buy things, buy one get one free, and then make sure you listen carefully.
啊，另外一半呢、啊、就讲得很快，嘟嘟嘟嘟，不晓得在讲什么。你就是美国人，他也听不懂啊。
And the other half, they speak very fast, so fast.
好像子弹。
They speak so fast that not even Americans can understand.
他就是故意要让你听不懂啊。
They purposely make sure that you do not understand what they're saying.
他故意让你不要考虑啊，就是现在就去买啊。
They purposely make sure you do not think and then you just buy it.
但是按照法律，他必须要念这些给大家听啊，所以你吃亏的话，他没事啊。他说我已经念给你听啊，但是谁听到啊？谁听得懂？听不懂太快了。
But because of law, they are required to say these things. So even though they say really quickly, they can be blamed because you didn't hear them.
所以凡是有这种广告，大家要小心呐、
啊。So when you encounter these advertisements, you have to be very careful.
所以魔鬼所提供的方法就是这样子。
And likewise, this is the way in which Satan.
你看到你 credit card 去买，马上能够享受啊。
Haven't you seen that when you go buy things with your credit card, you can receive immediate satisfaction?
啊，魔鬼也是提供这种方法给主耶稣啊。
And Satan has provided these ways for Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看当时啊，主耶稣已经禁食四十昼夜的。
We see that at the time Jesus Christ has fasted for 40 days and night.
当然，主耶稣是人呢、啊，跟你我一样啊。
Because God is man, just like you and I.
禁食四十天以后，肚子饿了。
After fasting for 40 days and night, he became hungry.
那时候他最需要的是什么
？At that time, what did he need the most?
当然就是食物啊。
Of course, it is food.
所以魔鬼知道这一点呢、啊。
And Satan knows this.
啊，魔鬼就说：“哎，你把石头变成饼嘛，很简单呐。”
So Satan said to Jesus, "It is very easy for you to turn stone into bread."
而且说啊，你要是真正是神的儿子啊，你可以嘛。
And because you are the son of God, you are able to turn stone into bread.
但是因为底下啊，魔鬼念得太快，所以圣经啊没办法去记载啊，这太快了也听不清楚啊，所以圣经就没有说魔鬼底下还有一些字啊，不晓得是什么。
So because Satan spoke too quickly that the Bible wasn't able to record completely what he said.
那主要是很清楚吧。
But Lord Jesus Christ was very conscious.
以后那堆字啊都是陷阱啊。
The words that come after whatever he says is a trap.
那主要是没有上当。
Jesus Christ did not fall into this trap.
但是他只要是按照魔鬼的方法去做的话，马上能够解决他的困难。
But if Lord Jesus Christ followed Satan's solution, then he will not be hungry.
有些时候我们生活上也是一样啊。
A lot of times in our life, it is just like this.
很辛苦的找到一个工作。
We have worked very hard to find a job.
啊，那个工作就是星期六也要上班呢。
But this job requires us to work on Saturdays.
哎，能够马上解决生活的问题呀。
This job can immediately solve our problems in life.
啊，但是呢，对信仰不好啊。
But it's not good for our faith.
所以我们假设属灵的程度很清楚的话。
So if we are very careful in our
我们很清楚，这可能是魔鬼的陷阱啊。
We are very aware of Satan's trap.
神可以安排一个更好的。
Then we will believe that God will provide a better job.
啊，有个弟兄啊，他还是找工作，大概是找了一年多。
There's a brother who had been searching for a job for about a year.
啊，因为他是在他的专长啊是旅馆业的管理啊。
And his
旅馆。
His forte is in
hotel management. 那旅馆都是礼拜六要上班。
And hotels work on Saturdays.
他已经找了一年多。
He's been searching for about a year.
但是他拒绝。
But he rejected this job.
他感谢主，后来他找到一个星期六不用上班的。
But thank God later on he found a job that did not require him to work on Saturday.
他上班了几个星期以后。
After working for about several weeks.
那有一天老板告诉他。
The one day the manager told him.
他说：“对不起，我们薪水要帮你算错。”
Sorry, we have miscalculated your salary.
他刚开始吓一跳，以为说以前啊算的太多啊，现在要把它扣回去。
Of course, he was shocked because he thought that they've been giving him too much salary and they're going to take away salary now.
不是啊，原来老板说我们以前啊骗你太少了。
But no, the manager says we have been giving you too less salary.
我们算错很对不起啊，要骗你多一点呢。
We have realized that we need to pay you more.
感谢主哎。
Thank God.
就是他以前啊没有落入魔鬼的陷阱。
It is because he did not fall into Satan's trap before.
那魔鬼告诉耶稣说啊，你假设能够从殿顶上啊跳下来，那神会保护你啊。
Satan also told Jesus Christ that if you're able to jump from the mountain, jump off the mountain, then you'll be saved by the angels.
因为从殿顶上跳下来的话，让他感觉很好啊。
Because if you're able to jump from the mountain, it feels good.
那底下有很多人在那里啊等着拍手。
And there's a lot of people on the bottom clapping for you. We all know that it's a good feeling when people clap for you.
我们这个小朋友，这个青年有参加过，你学什么乐器啊？一定有参加过什么音乐会吗？
For kids and youth who have attended a concert before.
那音乐会你鞠躬的话，那很多人会拍手。
And if you After your performance, you bow, many people will clap for you.
所以我们感觉很好。
This will make you feel really good.
因为大家都说你很好啊。
Because everybody is saying that you are really good.
可是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
当人大家都说你好的时候，你要小心了。
When everybody says that you are good, you have to be careful.
哦，你要小心哦。
You have to be careful.
因为那个可能就是一个失败的开始啊。
Because this can be the beginning of your failure.
我来这里以前啊，看到一个影片哈，就是。那个年轻人啊，他们在骑脚踏车哈，啊，骑到一个点，然后在啊那个不知道有个术语叫什么说，他骑了以后，那上来按脚踏车要转变姿势，在空中哦，转变姿势要怎么样哦，啊，那种很刺激的动作啊，他就去参加那种比赛。
Before I came here, I saw this video clip of a guy riding a bike on a ramp and has to go across the ramp.
那他哈。头一两个动作都做得非常漂亮。
The first couple of moves that he did was very perfect.
啊，第三个动作很特别。
The third move was very special.
因为我看其他人是没有像他这样子厉害，他第三个动作在空中转了不晓得大概四圈哦，转了四圈，一般人是转三圈就很了不起了，他在空中大概转了四圈哦。
I did not see other competitors who were able to perform such a special move where he spun in the air about four times.
然后大家都拍手，哇，很不错，很棒啊。
And after that, everybody started to clap because this is very unique.
当他进入到第四个动作的时候
，as he is about to take on his fourth move,
他就摔倒了。
Then he fell.
那我在想说他为什么会摔倒
？I started to think why he fell.
可能第三个动作大家拍手的时候，他心里就放松，说：“哇，我好棒啊！”结果他忘记说还有第四个动作要专心了。
Perhaps because after the third move, because people were clapping, his heart started to loosen up, and he forgot about his fourth move.
所以圣经告诉我们的真理就是人生智慧。大家都说你好的时候要小心。
That's what the Bible tells us that you have to be careful when everybody starts to say that you are good.
所以主耶稣没有上当。
That's why Jesus Christ did not fall into this trap.
啊，再来是要将万国荣华富贵赏赐给他，然后叫主耶稣跟魔鬼下拜。
Thirdly, it is Satan tricks Jesus Christ by saying that if you bow down to me, I will give you all the riches of this world.
万国荣华富贵那个都是假象。
All the riches and wealth of this world is just an illusion.
很短暂的。
Very temporary.
那主耶稣也没有上当。
But Jesus Christ did not fall into this trap.
所以真的有些时候哈，这个情欲的工作啊，情欲的事情都是很暂时的。
So sometimes the things that come from lust is very short term.
但是呢，让我们觉得很舒适。
But it makes us feel very good.
啊，比如说拖懒、懒惰哈，懒惰也是啊，懒惰很舒服啊。
For example, being lazy feels very good.
因为躺在沙发上，什么事都不用做。
When you're lying on your sofa, you don't have to do anything.
在那里享受看报纸啊，看您的书啊。
There, you're just reading your newspaper or your book.
人家妈妈爸爸在忙，你也不去帮忙。
And your parents are busy doing work, but you don't try to help them.
很享受啊，躺在沙发上，躺在床上。
It's so relaxing and enjoyable that you're just lying there.
可是呢，以后呢，会带来苦果啊，苦的。
But afterwards, it will bring a bitter consequences.
会带来破坏性的结果。
It will bring consequences that can destroy you.
所以世上的情欲啊，都是带来败坏的。
So, the lust of the world brings corruption.
但是呢，这个也是我们的选择啊。
But this is still our choice.
你可以选择世上的情欲啊。
You can choose the lust of the world.
因为它马上就能够得到效果。
Because you can have immediate gratification.
马上能够得到舒适，马上享受。
You can have immediate satisfaction.
但是神也提供我们另外一种方法。
But God has also given us another way.
我们请看。彼得后书
Second Peter,
第一章
Chapter 1
第五节
Verse 5
第五节
Verse 5
正因这个缘故你们要分外的殷勤有了殷勤又要加上德性有了德性要加上知识有了知识要加上节制有了节制要加上忍耐有了忍耐要加上敬虔第七节敬虔要加上爱弟兄的心爱弟兄的心要加上爱众人的心所以这边提到八样美德
Here it talks about 8 virtues
那第一个哈，就提到说要殷勤呢。
First, it talks about being diligent.
那在第十节哈。
And verse 10.
所以弟兄啊，应当更加殷勤。
Says therefore, brother, be even more diligent.
所以要追求这些属灵的美德啊，神的性情，我们要效法，要学习，要殷勤。
So in order to pursue these godly virtue, we have to be diligent.
啊，不殷勤的话是得不到的。
If you're not diligent, then you cannot obtain these things.
那因为神的本性就是殷勤啊。
But because God's nature is diligent.
我们来看约翰福音。
Let's look at John.
约翰福音第五章。
John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章十七节。
John chapter 5, verse 17.
第五章十七节。
Chapter 5, verse 17.
耶稣就对他们说啊，我父做事，直到如今，我也做事。
But Jesus answered them, My father has been working until now, and I have been working.
一般我们所了解的就是神创造天地，六天创造天地啊，第七天休息的。
We understand that God created the universe in six days, and on the seventh day, he rested.
所以神就可以躺在床上，坐到沙发上，慢慢喝咖啡，享受。
So of course, God can lie on his sofa, relax, and drink some coffee.
没有啊，神还在做事啊。
No, God is still working.
我们不要想说神已经休息了，因为第七天嘛，休息了，永远休息。
Let's not think about because just because God rested on the seventh day, He stopped working.
没有啊，神还在做事情啊。
No, God's still working.
所以耶稣也一样一直做事情。
Of course, then Jesus also keeps working.
没有休息啊。
He does not rest.
有时候连他吃饭都顾不得吃饭呢。
Sometimes even he doesn't even have time to eat.
你说他有多殷勤呢？
So you can see how diligent he was.
所以这个殷勤啊，就是神的本性之一。
And this being diligent is one of God's virtue.
我们不管任何事情都要殷勤。
No matter in what things, we have to be diligent.
有的人很勤劳，一大早就起来开始做事情。
Some people work very hard. They wake up early in the morning to do things.
像出去运动啊，锻炼身体。
Just like going out to exercise.
回来的话，慢慢享受早餐。
And when they come back, they enjoy their breakfast.
啊，可是有的人很懒惰啊。
But for some people, they're very lazy.
哎，不早起床。
They don't wake up early.
起床又匆匆忙忙去上班。
After they wake up, they hurry to prepare to work.
啊，连刷牙都没有时间，必须要在车上刷牙。
Sometimes they don't have time to brush your teeth, so they have to brush their teeth in their car.
很可怜。
It's very pitiful.
那我们下班时呢，慢慢享受啊。
But let us imitate God.
神是要让我们过这个享受人生啊，在他的祝福之下享受。
God wants us to live an enjoyable life under His blessings.
我们不要客气啊，神说赏赐的，我们就要享受。
Let's just enjoy our life just as God promised.
怎么享受
？How do we enjoy?
我们要早起床啊。
Let's wake up early.
晚起的鸟儿哈、啊，就没虫吃啊。
For the birds who wake up too late, they do not have anything to eat.
早起的鸟儿。鸟儿啊，鸟儿，这个要中文叫鸟儿还是鸟儿？哎，这个才要虫吃啊。
And the bird who are early risers, then they will have bugs to eat.
所以早起才能够享受。
So if you wake up early, then you're able to enjoy more.
因为神也是很殷勤啊，主耶稣也是很殷勤工作的。
Because God and Jesus Christ, they're both very diligent.
然后开始呢，就是要谈到信心。
And later on, we will talk about faith.
因为信心啊，就是一切的根本。
Because faith is the root of everything.
啊，没有信的话，什么事情都免谈了，因为你不相信。
And if you don't have faith, then it's not talk about anything else because you don't believe.
啊，再来是德性。
Second, talk about virtue.
啊，第四个就是知识。
And the fourth is knowledge.
这个就是认识神的知识。
And this is the knowledge of knowing God.
那这个知识啊，能够让我们知道怎么在社会上与人相处啊。
This knowledge allows us to interact with people.
有时候听到弟兄姐妹抱怨。
Sometimes we hear brothers and sisters complain.
说哎呀，我的同事啊，很不讲理呀。
They say that, oh, my coworker is so unreasonable.
不能够相处啊。
So hard to work with them.
我恨不得他赶快被调走了。
I cannot wait for them to be removed.
啊，下个月来了又见面啊。啊，他要告诉说，哎呀，还没调走嘿。
And the next month you see them, you realize, oh, they haven't been transferred yet.
那事实上就是认识神的知识。
But in reality, this knowledge is the knowledge of knowing God.
我们能够与不管怎么样的人啊，不讲理的人，也可以跟他共处啊。
No matter what kind of person you are, even the most unreasonable ones, you can still interact with them.
我们请看以赛亚书。
To get Isaiah.
11章
Chapter 11
第六节
Verse 6
以赛亚书11章第六节
Isaiah Chapter 11 Verse 6
豺狼必与绵羊羔同居豹子与山羊羔同卧少壮狮子与牛犊并肥猪同群小孩子要牵领他们牛必与熊同食牛犊必与小熊同卧狮子必吃草与牛一样第八节
8.
那吃奶的孩子呢必玩耍在毁蛇的洞口上断奶的婴儿必按锁在毒蛇的穴上哇这个吓死人了、哎、我做不到啊！怎么叫孩子去握那个、哎、我们说啊，赶快抱回来太危险了、
yeah.
好第九节、啊
9.
那我在圣山上的遍处，这一切都不伤人不害物，因为认识主的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满海洋一般。你看到、哦、在这个动物园里头、哦、在这个园地里头，在这个 community 这个社区里头啊，什么样的动物都有了。
Here, look in this community, there's all different kinds of animals.
在这个公司里头，有狮子，有豺狼，有豹，有牛，有绵羊羔。
In this community, there's the wolf, lamb, leopard, goat.Calf, lion.
教会里头也是一样。
Likewise, it's the same in church.
啊，有人讲话像狮子，吼，很大声啊！一吼的话，大家吓得很。
There are people who speak like lion when they open their mouth. People get very afraid.
啊，有的人像绵羊羔啊，讲话很小声啊，你都听不到。
Some people are like the lamb when they speak, nobody can hear them.
那也有熊，也有牛。
And of course, there are the bear and cows.
也有蛇，很会钻洞的。
And there are the snakes.
但是这些都没关系。
But it doesn't matter.
每一种动物每一种人的性情都不一样个性什么都不一样的
Every different kind of animal have different personalities
家庭背景也不一样
And their family background is different
有的人很会讲道理有的人不讲道理的也有
Some people are very good at giving sermon and those who don't give sermon at all
所以很难相处的人也有
And there are people who is very hard to interact with
但是我们主要是要认识神的知识
But as long as we have the knowledge of knowing God,
这些人都能够相处的
then it is possible for everyone to live together.
所以我们就不再应该抱怨办公室里头的人啊。
So we should not continue to complain about our co-workers.
我们要改变我们的心啊。
We have to change our heart.
改变我们的态度。
To change our attitude.
他不需要改变。
They don't have to change.
因为我们是主的门徒啊。
Because we are the disciples of God.
他不需要改变
They don't have to change.
我们主的门徒要改变我们自己
The disciples of God have to change themselves. 就
是要有认识主的知识
Because we have the knowledge of knowing God.
从圣经来了解怎么去对待他
From the Bible, we're able to understand how to treat these people.
我们就能够相处
Then we are able to interact with them.
过着一个美好的人生享受的人生我们要享受
As a result, we're able to live a wonderful life and an enjoyable life.
再来就是节制
Then it talks about self-control.
神有节制的
God is, has self-control.
神不节制的话，哇，糟糕了！他一生气啊，随便哪个星球啊，掉向我们地球啊，那我们糟糕了。
If God does not have self-control, then He can just take whatever planet and throw it onto Earth and destroy us.
哦，你看，随便哪个星球哈，不要太大了啊，就丢向我们洛杉矶地区，哇，我们洛杉矶地区就沉到海底了。
If you look at whatever planet doesn't have to be too big, throw it onto Los Angeles.Los Angeles will sink into the water.
那下次要来这边领会啊，那找不到伯恩教会的。
Next time I come here to give a sermon, I cannot even find Bond Park Church.
可是神也有节制哦。
But God has self-control.
你看他一生气啊，他不长久生气。
When God is angry, does not anger have anger for much?
他气一下子就好了。
His anger only lasts a little while.
有时候我们人生气，气得很久啊，那夫妻吵架三四天不讲话。
But for us, we anger for a long time, just like couples, they fight, they don't talk for many days.
啊，人家神啊，说一下子啊，不讲话而已，在几秒钟。
But for God, He's only angry and He doesn't talk to us for a little bit.
因为他有节制。
Because He has self-control.
那这是忍耐。
Then it talks about endurance.
啊，忍耐很难。
Perseverance is very hard.
为什么我们会忍耐？
Why is it that we have to persevere?
因为有个盼望在后头等着。
Because there's a hope that waits for us.
父母亲很辛苦啊。
Our parents work very hard.
要把孩子带大。
They have to raise their children.
你看从婴孩啊，晚上半夜要起来帮他换尿布、喂牛奶。
During the early stages of their, they have to wake up early to feed their child.
那我们都做得很高兴。
And we sit there very happy.
啊，为什么呢
？Why?
我们期待孩子长大。
Because we hope that our children can grow up.
我们知道他会长大。
We know that they will grow up.
所以我们现在辛苦有代价。
So the hard work that we put in right now,
我们就会忍耐。
There's good consequences because.
所以忍耐就是因为背后有个盼望在那里。
Because there's always a hope that comes after perseverance.
那基督徒为什么能够忍耐
？Why is it possible for Christians to persevere?
也是有个盼望在那里。
Because there is a hope waiting for.
所以我们基督徒真的是跟其他人不一样的。
That's why Christians is different from everybody else.
我们为什么会忍耐？别人没有信主的人为什么很容易发脾气，不会忍耐
？Why is it that we are able to persevere, but other people are get angry very easily?
因为我们有个盼望在那里
，because we have a hope waiting for us
来支撑着我们
，to support us
来帮助我们改变
，to help us change。
那再来就是要爱弟兄的心
，then talks about loving brotherly kindness，
还有爱众人的心
，just like loving other people。
那当然爱啊，就是要实际去做啊，不只是嘴巴在讲啊。
To love it means you have to love。With actions, not just through words.
啊，这个是很辛苦，要受苦。
And this requires a lot of suffering.
啊，爱的话要知道他的需要啊。
To love someone, you need to know someone's needs.
啊，怎么知道他的需要
？How do you know their needs?
当然就是要透过观察。
It is to through observations.
说这个都是神的性情。
So all of these are God's divine nature.
那这些呢，已经具备了。
And but all of these has been.
因为我们受洗的时候，神已经赏赐给我们了。
All of these have been given to us at the moment of our baptism.
啊，现在就要起来啊，起来啊， 去冰箱拿东西来吃，你要起来去冰箱拿东西啊。
Just like how we have to get up and get something from the fridge.
人家妈妈哈，这个都把东西买好了放在冰箱里头啊，肚子饿了，说孩子啊，你放学回家以后肚子饿了，自己到冰箱开冰箱拿东西吃。
Just like how moms buy things already prepared and they put in the fridge and they say that if you're hungry, just go to the fridge and get it yourself.
所以神的性情已经在那里了。
So God's divine nature is already there.
我们叫殷勤啊，去找。
But we have to be diligent to search for it.
那去得到。
To obtain it.
就要透过祷告啊，经常祷告。
Through our constant prayers.
那神会帮助我们。
And God will help us.
我们最后再来看彼得后书第一章。
Lastly, let us turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章十一节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 11.
这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣永远的国。
For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
所以我们只要这几样。
So after we have pursued these things.
啊，不用太多，就这几样就好。
You don't have to pursue everything, just these things.
这几样就够了。
These things are sufficient.
啊，所以我们晚上啊，听到这些神的德性以后。
So tonight, after we hear about God's divine nature,
我们回去啊，有心的话就把它放在墙壁上啊。
When we go back home, if we have the heart to do it, let's put it on our walls.
一个一个来练习。
We try to practice each one of these.
相信你的人生啊会不一样。
I believe your life will be different.
你会更快乐。
You will be happier.
你会更平安。
You will be more peaceful.
你每天都唱着哈利路亚，感谢主 ，Glory, Glory, Hallelujah 啊。去上班，去上学，很快乐。
Every day you'll be able to sing hymns, giving glory to God when you go to work or to school.
啊，叫唱诗。
Sing hymn.
224首。
224.
244，对不起，二十四。
244.
244.
244.
My constant longing and prayer, praying I for faith, wondrous treasures, Jesus, thy birth, and as to win, oh, to be landing, oh, to be landing, present with thee.On earth, come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp thine own image deep on my heart. Oh, to be longing for long compassion, loving forgiving, tender and kind. To be landing 请坐。
Please be seated.
我们先祷告，求神来加添我们力量，能够与他一样的性情。
Now we're going to pray and ask God to give us more strength so we can be like him and be diligent.
啊，一起祷告。
Let's all kneel down.